time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess two things, the name of the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Kelly Furgitz is on the phone from Cleveland, Ohio. Kelly, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Hi, Fred. Thank you very much. Hi, Bruce.
Hi there.
Kelly, what's your musical background?
I started when I was four on piano. Mm-hmm. And moved up to organ and French horn, mm-hmm. and a voice. And 10 years ago, a friend told me that I should be writing about music because I was doing it so well. And I was just writing to him. So I then embarked on this career of being a music writer.
That's fantastic. And in fact, you saw Bruce Adolph in person, yes?
Yes, I did. In 2005, I was one of 24 people from around the country who were fellows at the NEA Columbia School of Journalism music writing course.
Bruce, I think you have to give Kelly a really hard one.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Well, Kelly, Bruce is going to play his Piano Puzzler for you here in just a moment, and then we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Kelly, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get hung up on either side of it, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Right. Yes, I've heard you with your hints. You're very, very clever.
Okay. Well, let's see if any hints are required here. Kelly, here is Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Thank you.
Kelly.
Good grief. That's the most difficult one he's ever done.
What do you think? There was a lot going on there.
Yes, there was. My first opinion was that it was a Beatles tune,
yes,
as written by Schubert.
Well, you know, you're very close. It is a Beatles tune, and it's written by not Schubert.
Schumann?
No, it's and I can understand why you would say this, because the middle harmonic section sounds very, very romantic, and it would make you perhaps think of Schubert. But ironically, it is earlier, and the harmonic progression that makes you think of Schubert was written by somebody quite a bit earlier than Schubert.
There are a couple of different things going on here. First of all, do we know which Beatles tune this is?
No.
Well, let me start.
I bet you do.
I'll start the first phrase.
This is really good. Don't make it bad. I mean, there's a certain sort of bittersweet quality to this. If you were to take a sad song and make it better.
I'll see you again? No, that's not.
Well, you might.
That's true, but my education on pop music is sadly lacking.
Okay, well, you recognize that it's a Beatles tune, so we'll give you credit for that.
Oh, thank you.
It's a Paul McCartney tune. Is it okay if I name it?
Yes, I think so.
Hey Jude.
Oh, Hey Jude, of course, yes.
Yes, okay, so Hey Jude, in the style of a composer who's a little bit before Schubert.
Well, let me say that if you only listen to the first part of the piece, you will probably get the composer, because the middle section, I actually deliberately chose a piece by this composer where the middle section harmonies make you think it's romantic, but it is chord per chord. Everything is exactly as written by this composer, who is pre-romantic, actually.
Kelly, you just named somebody while we were talking. Who did you name?
Beethoven.
It's getting closer and closer.
Beethoven?
Yeah, this is actually based on a particular piece. That's why I'm being so tough here. Oh. If you only hear this part, who would you be thinking?
Mozart.
Yes. It is Mozart.
That's a sonata in C, I think.
Well, it is a sonata. It's in E flat.
Oh, E flat.
It's actually Kerschel 454 for somebody who wants to look it up. K454, and it's for violin and piano.
Okay.
It's a violin and piano sonata.
Oh, one of the violin and piano sonatas.
Yeah. So I took the textures and some of the little phrases, but the main thing, the reason I was attracted to it, this chord progression, which I'm using with the tune, Hey Jude, is exactly as Mozart wrote it, and these little scales are as Mozart wrote it, and it really sounds like Schubert. So I'm kind of happy that you said that. Here's the middle section. And here I have, Hey Jude, don't be afraid, and a little set of variations. But I was taking it further. Usually in a piano poser, I don't do little development sections like that.
No, right. We've taken a fair amount of time to unpack this, but I am so dying to hear it again.
Okay.
Now that we know it's Hey Jude in the style of Mozart and quoting a Mozart violin sonata. Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
Yes, here we go.
Oh, good. Thank you.
That's really beautiful.
Oh,
really
thank you.
Is.
Hey Jude, rewritten by Bruce Adolph in the style of Mozart and quoting from Mozart's violin sonata, Kerschel 454. And Kelly, well done. You knew it was a Beatles song, and you found your way to Mozart. Nicely done.
And I'm glad you got there through Schubert because of that bizarre chord progression.
Right. Exactly.
Kelly Furgitz from Cleveland, Ohio, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Oh, thank you for allowing me to.
Oh, great to have you. And Bruce, we will do it again next week.
Bye, Fred.